Across the US, supermarkets are again experiencing supply shortages of such basic goods as milk, eggs, and other household items. A wave of Omicron cases, global supply chain issues, labor shortages, and extreme weather are being blamed for the lack of goods. Another contributing factor, the trucking industry. Some 70% of goods delivered in the US are by road. The main lobbying group for the trucking company says it needs an extra 80,000 new drivers to get goods where they need to be. And to help meet the demand for drivers, people as young as 18 could soon be allowed to drive trucks interstate after completing a federal apprenticeship program. Four decades ago, in 1980, deregulation turned much of the trucking industry into what we now call the gig economy. Drivers are not paid for the time on the job, but for miles traveled.
They basically give the company that you're going to deliver to or pick up from, they give them 2 hours free to sit there and do whatever they need to do. The driver doesn't get paid.
Many truckers are classified as independent contractors, not employees. So companies don't pay for the upkeep of their trucks or invest in truck stops or warehouses. A trucker drives the allotted legal time and then stops wherever they are.
You get after 5, 6 o'clock, especially here on the East Coast, 5 o'clock, you might be on the side of the road somewhere trying to find a spot. There is a shortage.
There has been a steep decline in wages for truckers. Between 1977 and 1987, trucker compensation fell by some 35%. The average trucker salary is now around $50,000 a year. But there is another stark statistic. Trucking has an overall job turnover rate of between 74 and 92%. That is, between 7 and 9 out of 10 drivers leave their jobs after a year. We reached out to the American Truckers Association, but they declined to speak to us. But the U.S. Census, in fact, shows a record number of qualified truck drivers in the U.S. That's why others say the problem lies elsewhere.
There is no shortage of truck drivers in the United States. In fact, we have a surplus of drivers. We have millions of people in the U.S. who've trained to become a truck driver and then decided not to do the job.
Dr. Vischelli says the trucking industry has used the same tactic since deregulation in 1980 to insist on further deregulation so that it can have as many workers to choose from as possible. That way, it can offer the least wages and benefits while maximizing its profits.
Simply lowering the driving age is not going to make things better. It burns them out. Most people won't last 6 months.
Something we've heard throughout this supply chain crisis is that it's decades of deregulation that focused on corporate profits instead of building infrastructure like truck depots, for example, and taking care of workers that got us here. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Maryland.